Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended June 30th, 2022. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Ms. A. Manimekhalai, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Rajneesh Karnatak, Shri Nidhu Saxena, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. Now, I hand over the call to Mrs. Ranjita Suresh, Assistant General Manager, Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Vikram. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all for the Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended June 30, 2022. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by MD and CEO, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I'll read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that cause the actual results to differ from the statements. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. With this, I now request our MD and CEO for her opening remarks. Thank you. Over to you, madam.
Good afternoon, everyone. With great pleasure, I welcome all of you to the earnings conference call of Union Bank of India financial results for the quarter ended 30th June 2022. As you all know, the pandemic is behind us. The Indian economy is well on the path of growth and recovery. We have seen credit growth has picked up in the economic activities and recovery mode in the past few months. Policy rates have been hiked. Lending and deposit rates of the banks have risen accordingly. Coming to Union Bank of India's business and financials for the quarter ended June 30th, FY 2023, the bank has continued to post strong financials as the total business grew by 10.8% YoY. The total deposits has also grown by 9.27% YoY, led by low-cost CASA deposit, which grew by 8.69%, and CASA ratio stands at 36.19% as of June 30th, 2022. The total advance of the bank has registered a growth of 12.95%, and within the RAM sector, that is the retail, agriculture, and MSME sector, the retail advances has grown 13%, agriculture at 14.4%, and MSME advances at 11.26%. RAM sector stands at 54.88% of the total advances. The net income of the bank has grown by 8.10%. The NII stands at 7,582 crore for the QY 2023. The global NIM stands at 3%. The net profit is at 1,558 crore as against the net profit of 1,181 crore in Q1 FY 2022. Thereby, we have registered a growth of 32% in net profit. As regards the asset quality, the gross NPA stands at 10.22% as at 30th June 2022, compared to 13.60% in June 2021. Net NPA is at 3.31%, which is 138 basis points below YoY. CRAR has also improved from 13.32% to 14.42% as on 30/6/2022. CET1 ratio improved to 10.68%, and PCR has also improved by 332 basis points to 84.75% as of June 30, 2022. Thank you, and I request you now, all of you, to raise any questions that you have for the bank.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the lineup, Ashok Ajmera with Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, madam. I am Ashok Ajmera.
Good evening, Ajmera ji.
Welcome to you to Union Bank.
Thank you.
I personally come to welcome you. And I'm sure that under your leadership, the bank will do further, reach further glorious heights. Having said that, ma'am, yes, on profitability front, the bank has done well in this quarter too. But quarter one, I mean to say, two means, yes. But if you look at the, one is that on the growth of the business, YOY is okay. But if you look at this quarter, I think we have gone down drastically and the business like deposits have gone down substantially by 3.84%. And our domestic advances have increased only 1.52%. So going forward, what are your views in my first question about your credit growth? Because the CD ratio went up only because the deposits have come down. So how much room do you have for the credit growth and what are your plans? Because I know you from Canara Bank also, which has recently declared a very good result, your dynamism on this front. So what are your plans for the bank credit growth in the coming two, three quarters, ma'am? This is my first question.
Yes, sir. So credit growth, yes, we have done, you know, in the large corporates, we have done a growth of about 13.5%. We have shown good growth in our RAM sector also at around 12.95%. And going forward, we are looking at for the year end, about 12 to 13% would be our growth in the overall credit portion. And bring the ratio of RAM to 56%. And large corporate will be around 44%. And there is a lot of, you know, we are getting a lot of queries and a lot of credit growth we are seeing under the HAM. We are seeing growth in the CRE. We are seeing under pharma. We are seeing under chemicals. We are seeing growth in many of these numbers. Of course, with regard to RAM sector, retail, we have taken a lot of broader structural initiatives. We have opened about 215 retail loan points to push retail. All our 8,700 branches will be talking to these 250 retail loan points so that we can increase our retail advances also. Same we are also doing in the MSME loan points. We are likely to open some more centers. We are presently having 125 MSME loan points. About 150 MSME focused branches. So these branches together will increase my RAM numbers. Of course, we are also looking at MCBs, opening more MCBs, giving more traction to our large corporate branches, and we will see the numbers that we are talking about. Thank you.
My second question, ma'am, is on the movement of the non-performing assets, the NPAs. What we see is that we were expecting a larger recovery, maybe some from NCLT accounts, and also the gross NPA was expected to go down because of NARCL transfer, but I think that did not happen in this quarter. My question is on the write-offs, that we have done a tremendous amount of, I think, 6,648 crores of write-offs, which is, I mean, little higher than usual figure. So what kind of write-offs these are, can recovery people can expand on that, and going forward, what are the scope for the recovery in the coming two, three quarters?
Yeah, my CJ Ashok Chandra will answer the question, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Chandra. Yeah, first point is the recovery through the NCLT and NARCL. Yes, that is also a concern for us also. But going forward, I think another 3 months' time, we will see some good number of accounts shifting to NARCL. And second and third quarter, we are expecting some NCLT resolutions also should come. I think I had shared one number last time also. See, there are 44 NCLT accounts which are already approved by NCLT and where our exposure is 4,842 crore. And there are 55 accounts where the COC has already filed in NCLT. We are waiting for the approval to come from NCLT and that amount is 5,168 crore. So almost around 10,000 crore which we should expect in this financial year, definitely it should come, realization should come. And the NARCL also another 3-4 months, we are expecting some good number of accounts likely to be shifted. So this is about NCLT and NARCL. Your second question was the gross NPA and the recovery. I think this is one of this time we have not got any resolutions from the NCLT. From NCLT resolution, what we have got is only 122 crore. Remaining all the recovery which has happened through our traditional mode of recovery, through the sale of properties, OTAs, and there are certain the DRT resolutions which we have got now. Other than that, we are not seeing any major resolutions coming from the NCLT route now. So this is the present thing. Going forward, write-off is, you asked about the composition in that. Composition is around 4,500 crore is the corporate book. And 1,400 crore is the MSME and 200 crore is the retail. This is the total write-off which we have done in this particular quarter.
Sir, my one question is on the treasury, which is a great concern for every bank. Now with the interest rate hardening up, our treasury income has gone down from 1,186 crore in the March quarter to 220 crore. And now there are chances of it may go down in the, towards the losses. So what about the treasury? Can we get an outlook of the treasury performance and the income that how much, we have got a huge investment in the treasury. How much has converted into the interest and this profit has gone down. So what is the future is saying about the overall, our AFS book is also comparatively almost about 80-85,000 crore. So where do we stand now in the coming quarters?
Good afternoon. I am Bala Subramaniam, in charge of Treasury. As you rightly told, the income by sale of securities has come down. And to avoid the MTM losses also we have maintained very well. Our portfolio, we have anticipated the withdrawal of the easy monetary policy and we have rebalanced the AFS portfolio. And during this particular quarter, our MTM losses are very, very meager. That is how, in anticipation of the entire scenario, changing scenario, we have already rebalanced our AFS portfolio. Second one is that to make up the whatever shortfall as far as the sale of security is concerned, we are working on the exchange income. That is how last time it was 108 crores. Now this quarter we have made around 199 crores. As also the interest income has increased from 5,100 crores to 5,954 crores. And one more thing is that we have rebalanced our entire portfolio even with the 25-30 basis points further hardening around 25 basis points also. We have maintained the portfolio without any further MTM loss. And the same way we are focusing mainly on the churning of the investment portfolio. And the duration was 1.44 as on June 21 was concerned. And March 22, it was 1.20 and we have reduced it to 0.89. That is how we are churning the things and then avoiding the MTM losses and increasing the interest income. That's how we are going to make up the whatever shortfall to greater extent.
What was the reason?
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Admira. Kindly come back in the question queue.
One question on that lead.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you please come back for the follow-up questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone phone now. We have a next question from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the future retail. So have we completely provided or still some provisions is left?
So we have completely provided for future retail, sir.
Okay, and in this provisions, there are some provisions of non-performing investments also. So do we still have some investments which are non-performing from any other corporates?
All 100% provision on all NPI.
Okay, 100% provision. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. My next question is regarding the credit cost. So we are still above 2%. So how are we looking at it going forward? Any target for FY23?
We will be maintaining at less than 2%. That is the guidance that we have given to ourselves.
Okay. And my last question is, our capital adequacy has improved, and now we are making a decent profit, and also we are targeting just 12 to 13% of loan growth. So are we looking for any equity capital raise during the year?
We have got board approval for raising capital to the extent of 8,100 crores, including 81 bonds and QIP.
Out of which capital is 3,800
is the equity portion, and market improves, sir, we will be looking to come to the market with the QIP, maybe in the third quarter or the fourth quarter.
But do we really need the equity capital raise at such valuations?
No, we do not want the equity capital, but we would like to bring down the government stake to at least to 75%, and that is why we would like to do the QIP.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
To ask a question, participants may press star followed by 1 on their touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Mahrukh Adajania with Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My first question is on employee expenses. So employee expenses have risen quarter on quarter. Now, if rates rise, there should be some benefit on the employee benefit portion, right? So why would have employee expenses risen quarter on quarter?
Samal.
Madam, this quarter we have provided only on...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt the management members. We seem to have muted our line. We are unable to hear. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam, now can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. CFO here. See, the employee cost increase in basically on account of two counts. The first quarter we have paid some performance linked incentives that has come, so that is unique for the first quarter, which will not come in the second quarter or third quarter. Regarding the employee benefit, under AS 15, that is pension and gratuity, the first quarter, second quarter normally we provide on an estimated basis, we don't take a valuation. If you see in the last quarter, last Q4 of the last year, we have taken the valuation, and the valuation, because of the rate hike, we didn't have any additional liability on account of pension gratuity. Therefore, the cost was lesser. In fact, it was negative. But this quarter, we have conservatively provided on an estimated basis. Going forward, we'll take valuation. So after valuation, we'll take the net adjustment. So that's the reason why there is an increase in the employee cost during this first quarter, which will be leveled out when we move forward in the next quarters.
Thanks a lot. And what explains the improvement in margins? It's largely that some of the wholesale deposits would have been repaid, or how does it, what are the reasons that contributed?
If you see, madam, our CD ratio has gone up from 69% to 73%, which means that we have deployed the resources more efficiently, which earlier used to have, surplus resources put in the reverse repo or something, but now they are fully, deployed in the advances. So that's the reason why the rate is better and the NIM is better.
And your repo reset is not after 3 months, right? It is in the month of the rate balancing or rate hike, correct? Means for an existing repo rate loan, how much time does it take to catch up to the new rates?
Yeah, it is immediately the coming month, because every 11th is our reset period. So if based on the policy reserves, on the 11th of every month we reset it. So accordingly it gets passed on immediately. We don't wait for 2 months, 3 months like that.
Got it, sir. Sir, thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Ashlesh Sonje with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. The first question is on the SMA book. That book seems to have gone down sharply in the June quarter. So can you just shed some light on that?
SMA book has come down.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I am Mahapatra here. See, the SMA actually, particularly the large corporate borrowers, we have reduced drastically. Any accounts which were in stress, they have paid their installment one in advance, and they have the accounts have come out of stress. Okay, that is the major reason why the stress book has come down.
Okay, and any sense about the SMA book for all loans, not just the 5 crore and above?
Any SMA book on all loans, that is also
above 5 crores, it is around 3,853, that is outstanding, and which is about 0.53% to the gross advances.
Okay, okay, that's okay. And so second question is on the restructured book, can you give the total restructured loans for the bank, including OTR 1, OTR 2, and the MSME?
About 21,000 crores.
Total restructured book is 31,396 crores. Out of which the COVID restructured
is 21,000.
COVID restructured 1 and 2 is 21,240 crores.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Ashok Ahmed with Squire Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yes, very good evening, everyone. Just a small questions I have from the HR perspective. Like as you said, madam, in the last to last question that we have increased the touch point for the MSME sector, but from the human resources point of view, how well prepared are these branches, because by character, the customer, MSME customer, have become of lately very impatient. Like tomorrow they are with one bank, say after 5 months they are going to be with some other bank. So how we are going to deal with segment, because the new credit formation is not happening in this segment. What is happening exactly on the ground is like people are shifting from X to Y, Y to Z just for an interest rate arbitrage or a processing like that. So just wanted to have your view on this. Thank you.
Yeah, this side, Rajneesh Karnatak here, Executive Director. So,
very good evening, sir.
Right, that, on the MSME side, the shifting of accounts is happening and no new credit accretion is happening. Fresh credit accretion is happening. But we are handling it very nicely over here. So we have a vertical which takes care of the entire MSME piece in the bank. And there are specialized focus branches on MSME. We have SARALs, which are the central points for processing of the proposals. So we have a skill set over here at the people side. People who have job family credit, they have been identified, they have been posted in the MSME vertical down right up to the branch level, who are taking care not only of the marketing of the MSME proposals but also of the credit underwriting and post sanction also the monitoring and the collection piece in the MSME. So the entire gamut of MSME is being taken care of, and we have identified people with job family credit, and they are the staff who are posted in the MSME sector. And though there is not much accretion is there, but however our book is growing comfortably, and our stress is also in the MSME sector is under control.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have a next question from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Clarification on taxes. What amount of hit are we going to take in FY23?
Is it DTA?
Yes, yes, sir, regarding the DTA.
Okay, it will be roughly around 2,000 crores. First quarter we have taken 520 crore DTA. Whole year it will be around 2,000 crores.
So earlier we were, if I'm not wrong, we were going to take almost around 4,000 to 5,000 crores of it. So is it like we are going to divide it between 2 years?
No, it is not like that. It actually DTA depends upon various other factors, like how much NPA provisioning, how much write-ups we are going to do in a year. So based on that only, it actually is how much timing difference gets reversed. So it doesn't work that proportionately. So based on a kind of 18,000 crores of write-offs, 13,000 crores of provision, which we have estimated for the current year, based on that, this is the estimate around 2,000 crores of DTA reversal may happen.
Okay, so like when can we expect the normalized tax rate?
See, current year we have some brought forward losses from the earlier year that is going to be set up in the current year. So we are not expecting any substantial tax liability again. We are still continuing to pay tax on the minimum alternative taxes, although we are consisting that the MAT is not applicable to the public sector MAT. So that dispute is going on. We are waiting for matter to be a final decision to be taken in the special ITAT. So based on that, we'll take a decision. Probably this year we may not go for the lower tax regime, but depending upon how our decision comes in our favor, we will take a decision at appropriate time.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star 1. We have next question from the line of Jay from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity and good evening. Sir, your treasury, if you can highlight what is your PV01 where have you done the MTM?
Good afternoon, I am Sudarshan Bhatt from treasury. Our PV01 is 4.5 and MTM duration is 0.89. We have strategically made our portfolio, AFS portfolio, at a lower duration to mitigate the MTM losses in the coming days. We are expecting that interest rate will harden. That is why we have modified our portfolio in the first quarter of the last financial year itself, so that we will be able to face these MTM challenges. So we have already provided the MTM, and coming days we are comfortable with the present duration portfolio. And our AFS portfolio, though it is 89,000 to 90,000 crores, but it is consists of lower duration treasury bills and other bonds. We will be able to exit and replenish with the higher yield coupon, so that we will be able to generate additional interest income from this portfolio.
Right. So 4.5 crore, right? That is the right investment. Yeah. And sir, in this quarter, you had 270 crores. Treasury gains. If you can bifurcate what was the MTM hit and how much was the gross treasury gain on sale of investment?
The total shifting loss is around 97 crore is there. Other than that, whatever is there, that is the trading income from the security sale.
Okay, so there was no MTM apart from this 97 crore?
No, MTM was very minimal, which has been offset by the credit from the MTM provision provided in the last quarter. So that is why no hit on the MTM on account of additional MTM during the current quarter.
Understood. Great. And question to CFO, sir. Sir, was there any one-off in interest income either last quarter or this quarter? Maybe, a chunky interest recovery or a chunky interest reversal last quarter, because if you look at on quarter-on-quarter basis, interest on advances has gone up very high from 11,000 crore to 12,000 crore.
No, there is no such one-off case. Basically, it is because of the better deployment of the resources, number one. Number two, we have changed the accounting policy last year, as you know, that the appropriation of the recovery first goes towards the interest, then towards the principal. This first quarter also, we have got around 600 crores of income, interest recovery from the NPA account. That also added to the interest income.
Understood. Okay. And, so secondly, on your SMA 2 book, last quarter it was just 9 basis points, which would be, a very small amount of maybe, 600, 700 crores. This quarter you have 1,200 crores slippages from corporate and around 900 plus slippages from MSME. So your SMA2 number is not at all reflective of, you know, stress even for more than 5 crore corporate. Is that a right understanding?
No. More than 5 crore, if you see the total book is, SMA2 is 1044 crore as of this 30th June. But slippage is something different. Slippage is not exactly what is SMA2 that will slip. Some other accounts also, if the 90 days credit is not coming, that will also slip. Okay, so slippage in the last quarter corporate book was 1,100 crore.
Sir, I am saying last quarter SMA2 was 9 basis point, which is in absolute terms would be around 700-800 crores. This quarter you have 2,000 crore plus slippages from MSME plus large corporate. Sir, your SMA2 number is not at all indicative of potential slippages. That is my question, sir.
I am Ashok Chandra, CGM SAM vertical here. In fact, I can just add here, the slippages which you are seeing is that 4,200 crore, in that 600 crore has been added, which was already NPA. So NPA to NPA, there has been some for the devolvement of bank guarantees. So that 600 crore from the corporate book, it is coming here. So that is the reason you are seeing that SMA2 was less that time, and your slippages are a little bit higher here. So that is one of the reasons, sir. Out of 1100, 600 is that component.
Right. Okay, understood partly. Okay, and then last question, sir, last two question is 31,000 crore of total restructuring, which is COVID plus COVID 2 plus MSME plus your earlier, CDR, 525, etc. This number is right? 31,000, this is standard.
Yes.
This is all standard, right, as of now?
No.
This is including NPA. So total book is 31,396. Out of that, 8,692 is NPA. And 8, the total standard book is 22,703.
Okay, understood, sir. And last question, sir, if you have the loan book breakup by benchmark, that how much is MCLR and how much is repo rate linked? And base rate or any other bifurcation that you have.
Yeah. Almost 30% is EBLR, RLLR.
We have around 33% is MCLR, EBLR.
EBLR and the remaining is MCLR and CBLR.
52% is MCLR. Rest is in base rate and other.
Base rate and CBLR.
Right. Great. Thank you and all the best, sir. Team.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Ashok Ajmera with Ajcon Global Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity again. I got some small data points and some clarification so as to arrive at the right number. As for the notes to the account, fraud account is 1,223 is carried forward for the subsequent quarter. Can I know that how much has been provided on fraud account during this quarter, and this remaining amount will be within next two quarters or three quarters, or it will remaining is for four quarters?
Ajmeraji, let me answer this question. First thing, how much is fraud account provided during this quarter? It will be like in March we have unamortized fraud of around 120 crore that has been provided fully. And during the current quarter, whatever fraud we have declared, since we have already made adequate provisions there, we are not required to make additional provision. It was the bank's policy, fraud provision can be carried forward for the next four quarter. Okay. So coming to the 1,223 crores of fraud is basically major amount happened because of the two large corporate accounts. One is 700 odd crore and another is 400 odd crore. So these two accounts we have already made adequate level of provisioning, and rest of the provisions will be made during the current year. Majority of the provisions are already factored in our aging provisions. When we are estimating aging provision, it comes. So that 700 crore account which I have told that need not be carried forward till March, because the aging provision itself in December itself it will be fully provided. So we hope that this 123 crore provision which is left to be provided will be provided in by December. So it's already factored in our aging provision.
Sir, my second question.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Ashok, kindly come back in the question queue for the follow-up questions.
Only one question which was asked in the second round. I mean, you should permit me at least some reasonable time. Isn't it?
Sure, sir.
Yeah. My second question, sir, on IBC, we have provided 100% on 11,921 crore. That is as per the RBI circular note number 14. What are the chances of recovery out of this 11,921 crore as calculated internally by the bank, sir?
This financial year, we are looking for only two accounts visibility is there. Mostly in the form of cash recovery, it will be very less because there is one resolution which is a bigger resolution, but not in the form of cash. It is all the deferred, some payments are there and some land parcels are there in that. So around 1,000 crore recovery we are expecting from the RBI list one.
All right, sir. Sir, this SR, last question on this, SR of 2,178 crore, is it fully provided for?
Yes, sir.
70%
is provided, fully provided, as per the guidelines of the RBI.
Yeah, but generally most of the peer banks, if you look at it, in fact, they have provided all 100% irrespective of the duration. But anyway, this was just a data point I just wanted to have. And one on the tax front, so we said that the amount brought forward losses under the income tax are high, so we have not yet opted for lower tax regime under the income tax provision which has been given. So how much is the, it is actually I think note number 18 or so, how much is the amount of those carry forward losses and as per the new regime, even if you opt for the new regime, plain carry forward losses can be allowed to be set up. So what kind of carry forward losses these are and how much amount of those losses are still there to be set up against the new future profit?
Ajmaraji, we have totally around 12,000 crores of carry forward losses were there post amalgamation, which we have partially set up during the last 2 years, and around 3,000 crores which is left over to be set up during the current year. Right. So post that setup, setting up that, we are not expecting any major tax that we are going to pay. In fact, we will be paying tax on the MAT, minimum alternative tax, which is much lower than that minimum alternative tax of 13%, So that's the reason. So of course, next year onwards, we will be going to pay the tax in a full rate, because there will not be any brought forward losses. So we'll take a decision at that point of time. So this year it is not required.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Rakesh Kumar with Systematix Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity to ask question. So just a couple of questions. Firstly, what is the amount of SLR that we have in STM book now?
1.90 lakh crore.
Sorry, sir. Couldn't hear you, sir.
1.90 lakh crore.
No, in percentage terms, so like
percentage 25.7.
Okay, and there was some discussion happening, that the limit can be increased. So, is there such discussion happening with at the IBA level or with the RBI?
Yes. So that is in respect of increasing the relaxation for holding in the HTM portfolio. Present limit was 22%. It has been relaxed to up to 23% till 31st March 2023. Further, there is some delegation is going on to increase the limit to 24%. That is yet to be announced.
Okay. And secondly, sir, there was some discussion also happening, amalgamation of, the smaller PSU banks, which are still, like Indian Overseas Bank and other smaller banks, regional PSU bank. So what is the, what is the discussion that is happening at the industry level? If you can, give some understanding on that front.
Actually, no discussions on this is happening at our end at least. Maybe at the DFS level it must be happening, but we are not aware of any such discussions.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Suraj Das with B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Most of the questions have been answered. I have just only one question. So your reported SMA book for the bank is 3,853 crore. If you can just let us know what is the total SMA book, which is inclusive of, less than 5 crore and all.
Yeah, our total SMA book is 33,168 crore. Out of that, more than 5 crore, we have reported 3,852 crore.
Can you put the number again once again? Sorry, I asked you.
Total SMA book is 33,168 crore.
Okay. And out of your portion of SMA 2 here, SMA 2, 1 and 0?
SMA 2 is 10,192 crore.
Okay, and rest is SMA 0 and 1.
SMA 0 is 17,360 and SMA 1 is 5,616.
Okay, understood. And one more question on the capital side. So does your number of, CET1 of 10.68%, does it include the 1Q FY23 PAT as well?
CET1, composition of CET1.
Not composition, ma'am. So I am asking that your CET1 PAT that you have reported, CET1 percent that you have reported, 10.68%, does this number include 1Q PAT as well, or this is excluding 1Q PAT?
Not able to hear you. Your voice is breaking.
Am I better now?
Sir, please use the handset if you are speaking on a speakerphone or on a earphone. Your voice is not very clearly audible.
Okay, am I audible now?
Much better. Yes. Go ahead.
Sir, I am asking that the number that you have reported for CET1, which is 58,887 crore, does this number include 1Q FY23 PAT or the exclusive of FY23 PAT?
Again, voice is not so clear. Especially at the right point, your voice is very clear.
So we can hear 58,887.
What you are asking? What is that component you are asking? I am not able to understand.
I am asking, does this number include 1FY23 PAT 1,558 crore?
1,558.
I think offline we can talk.
You can connect to us on offline and we will discuss this because we are not able to hear you properly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll answer this question. No, he is asking about whether we are including quarterly profit. No, we are not including the quarterly profit in that.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Amaru Adajania with Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
So what was the slippage from ECLGS?
ECLGS means slippages.
That figure right now we don't have.
We will send you the figures. We don't have the figures right now. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Pranav Tendulkar with Reva Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, out of the total standard restructured book that you indicated around, I think, 31,396, right? out of that, you said 22,703 standard, right?
Yes.
And rest of it is has already slipped into NPA.
Yeah.
Right. So in this quarter, how much of that is slipped into NPA?
Yes,
out of the 4 to 4 crore slippages, how much of total has come from restructured?
Restructured is 1,200 crores.
Right. Sir, and what is the total? So there is this 31,396 restructured book that you said includes all the COVID and prior to COVID SME, MSME restructuring, everything, right? There is nothing other than that 31,396.
It is total.
One and other.
Total right. Restructured book, including right. 1 and 2.
Right. Sir, out of total of your loan book, various variable rates linked book will be 87%, or is it more or less? So including EBLR, repo. Total of the advances, how much percent of advances are linked to the floating rate?
Floating rate.
90%
is floating
rate. 90%. Right. So also, I missed it, you already mentioned. What is the outlook on NIM going forward?
We will be at 3.10.
Right. And advances growth also similar to this quarter? Or will it pick up?
Advances growth will be around 12 to 13%.
Right. So last question from my side. The slippage and recovery guidance for the whole year along with the credit cost guidance. If you can share.
The recovery will be around 15,000 crores and we are looking at slippages to the extent of 13,000 crores.
Right. And credit cost for the year?
Will be less than 1.7%.
Right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you all of you for joining us in this telecall and thanks for the questions. We would like to tell you is that the bank is well poised for growth and profitability with all-round capabilities built during the last few years. The economy is also returning to the growth path. The bank will be taking the benefit of all the drivers for new opportunities. We have also done lot of activities and lot of new steps in the technology field also. The bank has recently launched the metaverse and has also launched the incubation center at our Hyderabad center. We have taken lot of steps with regard to STP journeys in MSME and agriculture. And I'm sure with the guidance, I conclude that we are grateful to the analysts and the investor fraternity for their continued support and feedback, and which will help us to take informed decisions in our journey. Thank you, and thanks a lot, all of you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.